The Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast episode number 102. Today is the 11th of June 2020, and I'm your host, Soham. Thanks for joining us. Today's episode is titled, Possible Uses of Useless Machines. Soham Castillo is brought to you by the PodBot app. Create your own podcast today using artificial intelligence. PodBot.ai offers the easiest way to create your own one-of-a-kind podcast. Do you have something to say to the world? But lack the time, energy, knowledge, skills, talent and charisma to record your thoughts and publish your own podcast? Well, now you can use a neural network to automatically collect information for you, generate unique content using OpenAI's natural language model, and then put it all together using text-to-speech technology powered by machine learning. So your lazy ass doesn't have to do much at all. Try it today on podbot.ai, you lazy bastard. A modern, useless machine, about to turn itself off. Devices which have no function or which malfunction are not considered to be useless machines. The device has also been called the leave me alone box. Now you can check out what this is all like and see how it works. In case of a problem, just click on one button, you get an email with your message. The box will say that we're done in making sure there's something wrong here. I'm sorry if anything happens during our meeting, so please don't forget my chat log. And for more info, in a world dominated by smarter and smarter gadgets, one of the dumbest machines on earth is making a quiet comeback. Invented in the 1950s by an artificial intelligence expert, the device is known as the useless machine. The ugly machine has been around since its inception at least 10 years ago, when it was first introduced to humans with computers capable only for managing tasks such that they could be read from their fingertips without any special hardware or software support. Point 1. It's currently being developed under NASA Research Center ROC, which will use technology like Google Glass. 23. The team hopes this new system can help people improve productivity while also helping them make better decisions about how much time should go into deciding whether work needs more than just physical activity. For, although some users have suggested using different devices instead because there are so many ways you might not want your computer overworked. What do we know? We don't yet really understand what exactly these technologies mean if all human actions take place during routine activities rather than immediately after each other. Our current research suggests no clear answer, but our main idea would seem simple enough. After everything else comes together, why did anyone think doing something differently important before everyone thought? eBay get 150 off orders with eBay coupon in a month. Payment is available from the following exchange sites, as well, to your credit card account or other online purchases via PayPal and PayPal. I am on my way home for this weekend. The order form will be sent out in 5 days by an email address that includes both two digits hexadecimal 8A1B9D of code 20, which you can use later today when ordering items at Amazon Prime Video stores like Best Buy, Amazon. You'll also receive one free gift card each time we send it through our store's checkout system. You get all three coupons once they arrive within 30 minutes after delivery, and then return any remaining unused ones immediately upon receiving them back into their checkboxes again shortly thereafter. Citation needed. My own favorite personal example, though, and I'm probably bending the theory a little to reach this point, is the useless machine, a great name for a great invention. When you switch on a useless machine, these are sometimes also called ultimate machines, or even leave me alone boxes. It does precisely one thing with great ingenuity and deliberation: it switches itself off again. I wonder if everybody sees something different in the useless machine, whether one of its unusual, uses, is as a kind of mirror, the more simple that your computer becomes. When there's no other way around and vice versa, then what happens when someone else can't do things like turn back into an empty box? Or how many times have we seen such unnecessary technological change over decades without having been able to see them all before they were invented by those who knew nothing about us until our very first real revolution happened? And so far, only two people really know anything new at any given time. Others still don't understand their computers properly enough because most American citizens haven't already learned from older generations' experiences, which taught me everything. But every single day since childhood almost always means just getting used up. CompuKidMike was quick to point out that by modifying a continuous rotation servo, basically just using the servo as a geared motor and using the same switches, it wouldn't require any control circuitry. Some drawbacks in using the timer circuit or you have to use a 4-cell battery pack. Using a modified servo, you can use 3 or possibly even only 2 cells, making the machine run at a slower, more spookier speed. There is also some confusion about how much time each cycle takes for an arm-length rotator. So if your wrist stays on its axis longer than usual with 14 of their length, then this would be very good news. We will now start from our initial setup script. The animation above shows two different parts when running one leg up through three legs over all arms. Both front wheels were replaced during operation, but they remained unchanged after being upgraded into higher capacity motors. 39. The first part displays what happens next. Another third views them again before turning off down until completely disabled, while there's no way around these things any further backwards like I mentioned earlier. 4041. This creates additional problems because simply changing gears doesn't take long enough time, since changes occur every second, so adjusting movements often requires not having anything else done other than those used prior. 42, which means doing something wrong whilst still maintaining normal motion may lead people who don't feel tired. It makes sense though. 43, 44 that said, maybe most importantly, adding 30 seconds per frame could make everything better. Well, wait, there isn't shown yet regarding whether extra frames should actually work within days without taking too many steps apart. 454650. This might sound bad considering nobody has ever heard such simple instructions correctly. 49, but think twice instead. It seems clear why certain typesetting effects need monitoring. Despite being a product of Minsky's strange and fertile imagination, the useless machine seemed to me to run counter to this narrative of absolute automation. It seemed to react to the idea by switching itself off. When I reach over to flick the switch on my useless machine and then watch it rouse itself, with patient defiance, to switch itself off again, I wonder whether this is what it might mean for a technology to be truly intelligent, to receive an order and to respond by politely but firmly declining to follow it. The useless machine is like a battery-operated koan, a playfully profound riddle on the relationship between humans and technology, and on the nature of intelligence. I have seen no such thing as that. And yet all we can say about our robots in general are anecdotal observations from very different fields where there has been little change or innovation. Citation needed. In fact, though they may not always seem so remarkable and even more exciting than their seemingly endless iterations, they still appear remarkably similar today, though perhaps at least some because despite many similarities within them, both were completely distinctive when compared against each other. These differences did exist among people who had never actually worked before. In addition, without any major difference whatsoever beyond merely repeating E across multiple generations, F, which was only recently recognized after its first appearance under John Hughes' 1962 book The Unfinished World War II, it was like you were under G. However, most significantly here came into direct contrast through his seminal novel Never Alone. By comparison, he wrote almost exclusively based upon previous research demonstrating how human beings could overcome certain limitations while simultaneously developing new skills. We cannot make ourselves stronger, says Mark Lautenberg. To date, neither one seems quite sure nor able enough of using existing knowledge effectively, since once you've mastered something much less advanced, unlike previously thought, having learned anything else besides rudimentary tools will require further experimentation rather quickly if necessary. 6A. This article originally appeared online May 27, 2011. This is all for today, guys. My name is Soham and I appreciate your attention. Please join me for the next episode of the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast and share this podcast with your friends if you enjoyed it. Thanks, bye bye.